Metalheads, created by Boulder Studios and
The Weatherman 100.
Oh yeah, rock on.
Scene 1. Nick and Dave are in the living room in band practice.
What are you doing?
I'm strumming my guitar, man.
Well, that's like funky and stuff.
Dave, is this another attempt at you being cool?
No, I'm actually quite wasted. The guys next door have been smoking pot for about 3 hours.
Yeah, you use that excuse for everything. Pot this, cannabis that, heroin this, blah blah blah.
Well, it's kind of like douche.
What are you doing? Why are you talking like that? I mean, shut up.
Well, it's because I'm just so lonely.
You're lonely?
I mean,
get a girlfriend for once.
I can't. I'm too busy doing pot.
Doing pot? We're supposed to be a band, alright? This is supposed to be Darkest Satisfaction. No, that's my friend's band. What's our band called anyway? I don't know.
Was it like Construction Yard or some god awful name?
No, I think it was Worms 2. No, I just saw a Worms 2 disc there and it just came into my mind. What is our band called? Do we have any albums? Have we ever actually made any albums?
Dude, I don't think we've actually ever got past the whole make a song thing.
Why?
Because we suck.
You wanna hear some of my work? You wanna hear some of my work, Dave? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. What is it doing? I said 1, 2, 3, 4. No. That's the theme song. Sorry. No. Here is my work. Yeah! You like that?
You're not prepared to turn your laptop off, mate.
What laptop?
One of the famous computer.
Hendrix, man. Respect the classics.
I respect everyone. Baker.
Alright, I admit that wasn't me, but still, you know what I mean? We got to write some songs if we're going to be a band.
Well, I heard this legend, right? About this mythical guitar that could turn anyone into an instant rock star. Kind of the fame equivalent of Guns N' Roses, Elvis Presley, and Led Zeppelin combined.
Yeah. Well, that's just like saying, do you want to rock out like Louie Louie? Just like the manual on my bass guitar. I mean,
yeah, but this is for real. It's not used to market. This is the thing by the man and stuff.
Well, what's this guitar called? I mean,
it's called the first guitar of absolute rock.
Well, you should look for it. I mean, do you know anyone who knows about it?
No one knows about it, because no one knows it even exists.
Oh, shit.
I found out about it in an old abandoned rock thing, that magazine that got that pimp for us, with the thing and the bunnies.
That's not an explanation, that's the scribblings of a retard, Dave.
Well, let's face it, we're never going to get anywhere if we don't even just search for this.
Alright, we'll Google it.
Okay, we'll Google it.
Alright, three. Alright, I'm starting up the internet.
Oh, crappy dial-up.
Alright, guitar.
No, don't search for guitar, search for the first guitar of ultimate rock.
That's a lot to type, you know, with only one finger.
Well, use your other finger.
God, but my coat's in the way.
Well, why the hell do we go to McDonald's anyway? It's crap. We could have went to KFC. We're so poor, we could eat real food.
Oh, I put a W in front of Ultimate by accident.
I always do that.
Sure, no. Alright.
It says... No, that's Guitar Hero. God damn it.
Amazon!
Amazon, yeah, go on, Amazon.
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 Amazon, good.
Oh, that's just the Ultimate Rock Guitar fake book.
Oh, 20 quid, that's bullshit.
Wait, wait, actually, let me try. Yeah. Okay, we tried Google.
Yeah, good old.
Let's try.
You put four W's.
Shut up. AskJeeves.com.
You don't spell Jeeves XXXC.
Where is the first guitar of Ultimate Rock?
Rod? Not Roxel.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Right, Activision.
The Ultimate Rock Guitar.
That's the Ultimate Rock Guitar Scale Finder.
Oh, well. Right,
wait, wait, scroll down. Wait.
Scroll down.
What's this? Is that a website made by an old, one of those old Oracle, like, ladies? You know, the ones, like, can predict this future and stuff.
Oh my god, look at that. No. What, the location of the first Ultimate Guitar of Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Wikipedia knows all.
It's in the saved. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Look.
You douche.
You're a douche. Where is it?
You're
Wikipedia. Right.
Not the first guitar of
Not Ultimate. You shit up.
Rock. Damn it, I can't type crap. Wait. Holy crap.
Here's the article.
I told you, look. It says, whoever possessed fine ultimate first guitar of Ultimate Rock shall be more legendary than foul Guns N' Roses, Elvis Presley, and Led Zeppelin combined.
Even Jimi Hendrix?
I don't know who he is, but yeah.
You don't know who Jimi Hendrix is? You're supposed to be a rock star and you don't know who Jimi Hendrix is?
We haven't written a freaking song and we're busily Wikipediaing a legendary guitar that supposedly does not exist.
Yeah, and you don't know who Jimi Hendrix is?
Oh, look, wait, it exists. It's in the museum in Venice.
Oh, no. Venice?
Yeah, they stole it from England. They stole it from London.
Right, let's go to Venice.
Fine.
Let's pack our bags.
Fine.
Okay, I'll take, what should I take? I'll take my pencil. I'll take my notepad. I'll take your glasses.
Glasses. I wear contacts now.
I'll take my brother's MP3. No. I'll take this pen, the external hard drive, and that's about it. That should be enough to keep me alive.
What about food?
Food, oh, who cares about food? Food is for losers.
Yeah, food's for losers, yeah.
Yeah, we're rock stars, man.
Yeah, we don't need food. We'd puke it up anyway,
But if you do get thirsty, I've got this Coke we can
share. Oh, yeah, Coke.
It's half finished, but you know.
Well, we get it from McDonald's. I love McDonald's, it's the best place ever.
We got no money, man.
We got no money because we're poor, because we suck. Right, so
hang on.
Venice.
We need money to get to Venice.
Well, we steal it from the bank.
That's true. We're pensioned, aren't we?
Yeah, we can take it from the government.
Right. To be continued. Metalheads was written by and starred Orbit Studios and the Weatherman 100.